What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about narcissists at the end of a relationship. How do narcissistic people, toxic people, behave or act at the end of a relationship dynamic? So, narcissistic people. So, before we hop into today's episode, make sure y'all hop over to Amazon and check out my self-love journal. The self-love journal, I Love Me, a self-love journal by Lee Hammack, helps you rebuild that self-love and appreciation for yourself and self-worth before, during, or after a toxic relationship. Just to sometimes you can just take a refresher on their self-love and whatnot. So, yep.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yep. Narcissistic people, how do they act at the end of a relationship? So I will go ahead and begin by saying it really depends. It depends on a few different factors on how narcissistic people behave at the end of a relationship. Because, you know, it really depends how you got there. We know the love bombing phase happens. If you're new here, the relationship cycle of a narcissistic relationship goes love bombing, idealization, and discard. Love bombing, devalue, discard, hoover sometimes. The love bombing phase is when a narcissistic person gives you everything that you want, need, pretends to be the person that you ask them to be, you need them to be. Devaluation comes when they fall out of love for you. Devaluation phase comes when they fall out of love, and then the discard phase when they get rid of you emotionally and or physically. So at the end of the relationship, after the devaluation phase, if you leave that narcissistic person, if you leave them, like at the end of the relationship, they're probably going to be super disconnected from you. Very rarely is a narcissist super engaged with you. Can they be super engaged with you at the end of a relationship? Yeah. But most times they're disengaged from the relationship. It feels like they are no longer in love with you. It feels like you no longer mean as much as you used to mean to them. It feels like you are now married or dating an entirely different person right now because the dynamic has shifted, because things don't feel like they used to feel. They don't act like they used to act. They don't behave like they used to behave. You see what I'm saying? They don't treat you like they used to treat you. They're now treating you differently. They're now behaving differently. They're now disconnected from you. No more love, care, affection. Very rarely any intimacy in a relationship, they're disconnected from you. So at the end of the relationship, it's kind of like the first part of the relationship, they were completely plugged in. And now they're disconnected. Now the wires are, there's no spark anymore. The spark has went out. The flame has burned out, whatever. The lights have went off in the relationship. So now they're going to be, like I said, they pulled away from you. And you don't like that. Because you're used to them being attached to you. You're used to them being, you know, having their love for you, caring for you, and things like that. You're used to that type of space. You're used to that type of dynamic. You know what I mean? So a lot of people get caught up in these situations where it's just like, now, I tell people, just like at the end of relationship, they're not the same person. At the end of relationship with a narcissist, this is who they really are. This right now, the person they've shown you at the end of this relationship is who they really are. This could be your parent. This could be your friend. This doesn't have to be your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. This could be your parent, your friend. Somebody along those lines right there. This doesn't necessarily have to be a boyfriend or girlfriend. This could be parent, friend, spouse, whoever it is. You know what I mean? It could be, like I said, and that's how it goes though. So I just tell people that you get into this space, and that's what it is. They disconnect from you. And then once they start treating you badly, One of the reasons why they try to treat you badly at the end of a relationship is because they've already found somebody else in an intimate partnership. They've already found somebody else to replace you with. It could be, you know, in a parent-child relationship, they are replacing you with one of your siblings or one of your step-siblings, or the child of an affair partner, or the child of their new partner, or something like that. They could be replacing you as a sibling, but typically in intimate relationships, they already found a new supply, a new source of validation to get that validation from, to get that supply from. So they've disconnected from you, so to speak. You know what I mean? It happens so much in these toxic relationship spaces. It happens so much. Like, from the mind of a narcissist, like, I don't look at you the same anymore. I look at you, I'm disconnected from you because I don't look at you the same anymore. I don't treat you the same anymore because I view you as an entirely different person than the person I first met. And I know you're probably saying the same thing. You're like, well, I view you as an entirely different person than we first met. So am I a narcissist? It doesn't make you a narcissist, y'all. I'm just saying, because I'm actually a different person than you first met. You're the same person. I just view you differently. I'm actually behaving and acting differently. You're behaving and acting the same. I just view you differently because I've disconnected from you emotionally. The emotional discard has happened. So I'm viewing you differently. So I'm treating you differently. I'm not treating you like the person I fell in love with, because I don't know if I don't know if I'm actually in love with you anymore. You see what I'm saying? The mind, like, I'm already thinking about somebody else. I'm already thinking about moving on to someone else. I'm already thinking about how I'm going to replace you. I'm already thinking about being happy with someone else. I'm already thinking about I'm wasting time in this relationship with you. I'm already thinking about how I need to, you know, I can find somebody else that fits me better. I'm already thinking about that type of stuff right there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Already disconnected from you, and the grass is not just in my mind. Not only is the grass greener on the other side of the fence, it's well manicured. It's got a lawn care service. You know what I mean? And that grass has never had my feet on it. You see what I'm saying? The grass doesn't know who I am. The grass that's never felt the touch of me. So I can go over there and have a fresh slate. It's a new yard. You see what I'm saying? And it's a 10-foot high privacy fence. It's got cracks in it, so you can see through it. You know what I mean? But you can't get into the relationship space. So I'm convincing myself that you're not the one for me anymore, because I view you differently. You haven't done anything differently, y'all. I just view you differently. I don't see you as, in the beginning, I saw you as a perfect person with no flaws. But now I see that you're a human being with flaws. Now I'm just like, okay, I need to find somebody else that's perfect for me. I need to find a person without flaws. I need to find a person who is perfect, blah, blah, blah. You know, perfect people don't exist, y'all. Perfect people do not exist in any way, shape, or form. It just doesn't work that way. So I tell a lot of people this in these situations, y'all. You have to protect your peace in these situations, because if they disconnect from you, I know a lot of people are going to ask me, well, Lee, if they disconnect from you, is there any way to reconnect? Y'all, they can only reconnect for short periods of time if you are the one that tries to leave. You see what I'm saying? If you are the one that leaves them, then they might can be able to reconnect a little bit, because they haven't found new supply yet. They haven't found a new source yet. They haven't found new validation yet. So they might try to reconnect with you by giving you a little love bombing phase, by promising to change, by promising to do whatever you ask them to do, by promising to become the person you need them to be, you want them to be, and things of that nature. They can do it in that space right there. You see what I'm saying? They can do it in that mindset. They can try to reconnect to you because you try to disconnect from them. But like, sometimes, y'all, you know, the reverse discard does happen, where that narcissistic person wants you to be the one that leaves them. They are treating you badly on purpose so that you break up with them. because, and a lot of times this has happened because they've already found a new partner. They've already found a new supply. They've already found your replacement. So they want you to be the one to leave so I can have an excuse to move on quickly. I can have an excuse to do this other stuff. I can have an excuse to go over here and do these things right here. I can have an excuse. Because that happens so much, y'all. I'm just telling you, it happens so much in these spaces, in these mindsets, that I tell people, like, you have to prepare yourself for, because that narcissistic person, you know what I mean?
Recording in progress.
We're doing good with our desire.
Yeah, it happens so much, y'all. It really, really does. I think a lot of people in this situation, in these circumstances, do it like that, y'all. Sorry, my phone just took off, right, started ringing. But like, y'all, once they disconnect from you, they will never reconnect. They will never reconnect with you the same way. It just doesn't happen that way. Like, once they reconnect with you, once they disconnect from you, they won't reconnect with you fully. So I'm not telling you to just move on and give up. I'm just telling you, the version of this person that you have right now is the version of this person that you're always going to have. It doesn't, like I said, it doesn't go away. It doesn't go anywhere else. You know what I mean? So you have to empower yourself now to take the necessary steps that you want to take, because they have logged out of the relationship, y'all. They have logged out of the relationship. If they are if they are using the computer, they have logged out of the relationship software. They are no longer their account. They have disconnected their account from your login. You see what I'm saying? They want to move on to somebody else. And sometimes it's best for you to let them go, especially if they don't want to work on themselves, y'all. Because sometimes, like I said, sometimes they want you to be the one to break up with them. But if they're not ready for you to break up with them, that's when you get the visceral reactions. That's when you get the narcissistic person that won't leave you alone. That's when you get the narcissistic person that just keeps popping up at your job and your house and becomes obsessive, because narcissistic people don't like to be alone. They hate to be alone in that circumstance, in this situation, y'all. They hate it. They absolutely hate it. So you have to empower yourself to be as strong as you possibly can. But anyways, y'all. I have a therapy appointment today, so I have to hop off here and go to therapy and have a dentist appointment. So y'all be as strong and safe as you possibly can. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help more people and things like that. The self-love brand is available. I love me. The self-love journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time. Oh, that was better.